here is the end of the basic. Okay? خلينا نسكت خلينا نجلس رجاء يا رافد بليز سكري الباب لو سمحت ثانك يو اوكي ما بعرف تعرفوني ولا لا بس أكيد تعرفوني أنا زوروقة بيسي طبعا عراقية الجنسية أوكي رجاء once we close the door nobody will be in there anymore خلاص خلاص أوكي فالرجاء الحضور قبل ما يجي الأستاذ. أوكي ما بعرف يجوز غيري ما يجي غير شكل. ادخلوا for the first time. ادخلوا. من أدخل ما بدي حدا يدخل بعدي. من أدخل ما بدي حدا يدخل بعدي. لما أدخل أنا راح أسكر الباب. أوكي. But this is the first time. وأتمنى أن تكون معاملتنا مع بعض جيدة. Okay? Just 2 years, 3 years راح تكونون زملاء لنا. Okay? فخلينا من الآن نتعامل معاملة جيدة وحلوة. Is it? ومعاملة لائقة بكم أنتم كأطباء المستقبل ولائقة بالحرم الجامعي أجلس خلي فوتوا خلاص فوتوا this is the last time يلا ادخلوا ادخلوها بالسلامة اليوم أوكي أي قهوة أي ما ممنوع من عن باركن بليز ممنوع من عن باركن اوكي ذيس از ا ليكتشر هذه مش كافيه ولا كافيتيريا بليز ممنوع من عن باركن يلا سكر الباب خلاص شايفين مضى 3 دقائق الدقيقة إلها بالي دقيقة بحياة الإنسان مش دقيقة والله ثانية بحياة الإنسان إلها أهمية فبليز كونوا سكر الباب up to you أي شيء convenient to you مش مشكلة أوكي الرجاء من أدخل مرة ثانية ما في حدا يدخل بعدي سكر الباب خلاص ما في حدا يدخل بعدي This is the first step لا تطلع برا يلا خلاص يلا خلاص يلا عليك غيابات يصير أكثر من كثير يلا عسى يكون 100 يلا سكر الباب شان خلاص من أدخل ما في حدا يدخل بعدي كويس يلا بالعجل ورجع طيب باي ذا واي امبارح اجى الغيابات ترى كثير منكم غايبين فبليز والا تنحرموا راح زمان سابق الان زمان جديد فبليز المحاضرات كما تعلمون تعطى من قبلي ومن قبل الدكتور منير، وأي شيء ما تفتهموه رجاء مكتب، بالعكس صار قريب عليكم، أي شيء بابي مفتوح لكم، مش بابي مفتوح، قلبي مفتوح لكم all the time. أوكي، بس I am sure أنه أنتم ما شاء الله عليكم أذكياء وما تحتاجون. طيب today we are going to study measure of disease. Okay. As you know, I am sure that you know what do you mean by epidemiology. Okay. It is studying the distribution. Sorry, Malaysian word. Distribution, انتشار, and determinant, the factor. Okay. Of any health-related problem, disease, any other factor, any health problem. So distribution and determinant, all the factor, okay? Or of any health problem at a specific population during a specific period of time. Why do we do that? Why do we study epidemiology? When we know the value or the volume of the disease in one area, so we can do a control of the disease or prevention. When I know the distribution of disease is more among female than that of male, so I can concentrate on the female more than. So this is the aim of the epidemiology, is to control and prevent the disease. Later on, inshallah, in the coming lecture, we are going to discuss what's the difference between prevention and control. Okay? So in this case, we can control the disease. Studying at so many type of studying, cross-sectional, cohort, so, and the distribution, according to the time, according to the place, according to the person. أول أنتو كلتنا عاصرنا COVID-19 وشفنا بالبداية كانت بيوروب. So in a place it's more. Okay. In time, they said it's in winter more than summer. Well, there is no such things currently, but there is some disease in winter more than that. So this is related to time. And also in a place, we say, and in person. بالبداية كورونا كانت on the old age, بعدين أخذت الكل. So this is important. So if you remember, بالبداية كانت كورونا at the old age, so they started to taking care of old age, but later on. So, and determinant, whether physical, social, what are the factors? Leish. Leish, it is more in male than female. Why it is more in the Jordanian than that of Egypt, Egyptian? So I am going to identify the determinant, the factor, maybe social factor, maybe some other things. So this is the aim, or this is the definition of the epidemiology, studying distribution and determinant of the disease. I am sure that you know it. So what's the aim? Just now I told you. It is to prevent or to control the disease. So controlling or preventing of a disease, spreading of the disease, and also reoccurrence of the disease. خلاص, it's not only to prevent, but also to prevent reoccurrence, يرجع مرة ثانية. Okay? Another thing is to prevent the introduction of a disease that's not present in this country. For example, prevent entrance of a new disease. And we have, what do we call it? Eradication. اجتثاث. Eradication. It is illuminated the disease from its root, eradicated completely. So So this is also, again, it's not only for the disease, but for the healthy person also. Okay? Detection, they mean to promote, to promote the health of the population. So all these are the aim. Okay, Jordanian people are in a good health. It's not enough. مش أكثر دول كتفيد. لا. I would like to promote their health. أزيدها الصحة تبعهم. To promote the health and efficacy of the population in the community. This is just for introduction for the measuring. So what are the uses of the epidemiology? We see in studying the distribution of it. Okay, and then, so the uses is to identify the size, the volume of this problem, and also its distribution of this disease. Just now I told you whether it's more in male than female, or whether it's more in old age than young age, and so on, so on. So it's distribution, whether it's more in rural than urban, Medina than rural, الريف, والurban is Medina. So describing the size and distribution of the disease. أنتوا لما تقرون نهاية السنة تعرفون قديش لكم محاضرات صح؟ حتى تسيطرون عليها عندكم 50 محاضرة أوكي قديش أناتومي؟ قديش فيزيولوجي؟ وتخلون أكوردين لكل واحد in a time. Is it like that? So here also the same. If I know the volume or the size of the problem and distribution, in this case I can control the disease or apply the controlling. And also uses to identify the cause. Just now I told you it's not enough. أعرف أنه ليش كورونا صارت أكثر بالمئة. Is it due to smoking? I don't know. Maybe. Is it due to something else? I don't know. So identify the cause. وهذا إن شاء الله راح تعرفوا لما نعطيكم the study of the disease. You are going to know how to identify the cause of the disease. And why do I do that? So in this case, I have to provide a data for the management. فأنتوا لما تعرفون قديش عندكم محاضرات تمام؟ قديش أناتومي قديش قديش قديش؟ So you can do management. So here also to provide data essential for the management. ما بعرف هذا ما بيشتغل. فأنيهم مش مشكلة. And not only that, in addition, to evaluate the planning of the control. As we control, خلاص something is not enough. To evaluate my control, to evaluate my planning, is it good or bad? Is it so? In this case, maybe I have to change it. So all these are the aim of the order. The causes to use the epidemiology or uses epidemiology. In this case, you are going, inshallah, you will face it during the coming lecture. So, we said the first use of epidemiology is to identify the volume or the size of the problem and the distribution. How do we do the size of the problem coming to the measuring of the disease? How do we measure the disease? Of course, the simplest things, just to count the number. How many persons? Okay? This is the simplest, but in epidemiology, this is not good. It's not enough. It is very limited, or it's useless at least. So, لو قلت أنا خلينا لو قلت ناجحين في year three اللي هو أنتو 500 طالب وطالبة بينما السنة الماضية ناجحين 600 هل السنة الماضية أحسن منكم؟ وديهم يبقى حسب العدد
حسب
بالضبط نسبتهم الأصليين في التوتال بوبليشن يجي 600 السنة الماضية out of 1200 بينما أنتوا 500 من 700 فإذا that's why in epidemiology frequency alone or we call it absolute number frequency يعني العدد okay or the absolute number العدد المجرد نفسه is useless in epidemiology so in this case we have to know the original volume of the population from which this number had been come is it من جوي هال 600 ناجحين ومن جوي ال 500 ناجحين I have to know the original population so this is count number alone is very limited in the epidemiology why انت جاوبتني على السؤال وانا مشكورة لكم فاذا لو قلت school A بها TB 20 TB cases, you know what's TB, tuberculosis, and 30 cases in school B. Can I say that school A better? No, I have to know what's this 20 and those 30 coming from how many persons? نسبتهم B, أصل original, okay, so total population. So, أو إذا قلت 25 male نجحوا بينما only 10 male نجحوا 25 female نجحوا Can I say that the female is better than male? Never. So I have to know from where this two number had been come. So, فلو شفنا هون 25 female out of 200 يعني كديش يعني حوالي 12.5% بينما 10 male out of 50 يعني 20% طلعوا الميل أحسن إذن I have to know okay. And similarly for the TB cases school A and school B الآن أنتوا جاوبوني Not only that, also I have to know the time period. And I give this way that the concern is not here. So these two factors are important. The original number of the cases and also the time or the period of time. So when I do like that, when I use comparing When I use the original number, in this case I can compare. Okay? Otherwise I can do comparison between one group or another, between one between Jordanian University or University of Jordan and Mokta University, unless I know the original volume of the disease. So in this case, in another word, when I use the number of cases in relation to the original number, in this case, I am going to use, what do we call it, rate. So in epidemiology, what we are doing, how can we compare? We compare by using rate, ratio, proportion, and percentage. We are going to discuss these four topics Okay, these four topics, and we are going to know how can we differentiate. What's the difference between these four topics? Each term having its own. بس هالمرة مسموح بعد ما في حدا لا يطلع كذا ولا كذا. اوكي طيب what's rate is measuring of event حدث or condition or disease. احنا we are in medicine so always we call we are using the disease or disability or even death. Comparing the disease within a unit during a specific time period, within a time period or specific time period. So now you have three. You have number of cases, you have unit population, and you have time, specific time. So this is, in this case, I can compare. So what are the basic factor for the rate? First of all, definitely, I have the number of cases, which is the numerator. You know what's the numerator and denominator. البسط والمقام. So numerator is the number of cases that I have counted. 50 ناجحين, okay. Denominator is the total population from which this number has been obtained. الخمسين أخذتها من الميتين تبعهم. Okay. فإذا خمسين على ميتين. This is total population is the denominator. Okay, of among which the affected person or the diseased person had been obtained. And then time period. Usually in epidemiology we use year. So, how can we calculate it? I think now you got it very well. Of course, dividing the number of the cases على total population from which have been obtained, and then multiply the result by constant, by 100, maybe by 1,000, maybe by mid-elf, maybe by million. Constant. I will tell you what's it. This constant we call it unit population. Yeah, خليني أسبق قبلها. أنا ما أقدر أقول خلاص قلت 500 أو 700 divided الناجحين من مؤتة 700 divided total population على 1500. Okay. 700 على 1500 يطلع حوالي 0.5. أضربها إما في 100 أو في 100,000 أو في 100,000 أو even في مليون. البوث إن مؤتة as well as in جرد. أضربها في نفس الكونستانت. That's why they call it unit population موحدة. أنا ما بقدر أقول هي أطول مني ما لم نقف على نفس الليفل. فإذا this is what we call it unit population. إذا 100 إذا لقيت النمبر 70 أو 75 على 1500 يطلع لي 0.005 طبعا حضرها بألف يطلع لي قرار. فإذا بالبوث أريا I have to multiply by the set. كل سنة أخليها مش عدد صحيح لا خليه يطلع لي point. يطلع لي عدد يعني you can read it better. Okay. It depends. خلينا شوية شوية. Okay. So multiply the result by constant. This constant maybe 100, maybe 1000, maybe 1000. إذا تلحون آخر شيء آخر المحاضرة أكو جدول تبع كورونا. كل العالم ضربوها في مليون لينفيك كيسان او بوينت او 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 قليلة او لما بير مليون اقدر اسوي كومبيرنج احسن. اوكي so the rate is number of cases على ال population of area at a specific time period. خلاص اقول سنة 2021-2022 at a specific time period. Okay. In order to know, so how many cases occurred for the unit population? أنا لما وحدتهم اثنينهم per ألف أو per million أعرف قديش 5 مليون. بعض الكيسات بعض الدول كان عندهم 5 per million cases of COVID. بينما بعض USA كانت يمكن 5000 per million. فإذا وحدتها المليون both of them. Okay. So in this case I am going to multiply by 100, by 1000, by any other, by in another word by constant in order to know how many cases occur for a unit population. أقولها per 1000. هلا لما أعطيكم الريزلت راح تعرفوها. So this is the same. الري by the way ترى كلها معادلة. Okay. هلا number of cases على population of area at specific time period. The most important by the way this is غلط. A على A زائد B. هون. الري الA هما number of cases number of ناجحين انتو 50 out of الناجحين زائد لا سمح الله راس B. فإذا A divided by A زائد B. اوكي فال ايوه ذاك غلط هذا صح يعني مش غلط بس لما كبرت لكم صعد فوق مش مشكلة. اوكي ف what you can here خلينا نرجع للمره مش غلط بقى. اوكي here in the rate the numerator is part of denominator is it الناجحين هم جزء من كل الصف من كل الكلاس النيومريتر is subset sub يعني subset of the denominator. This is very very important point in the rate to differentiate from the ratio. So in the rate number of cases in the numerator is a subset جزء من الست subset of the population in the denominator. الريت number of TV in Jordan okay أقسمها على كل population in Jordan بالأحرى أخذها على mid-year population mid-year population and دائما I have to use at a specific time period 2017 شايفين هون ضربتها في 100,000 يمكن أنا عندي بس 50 case of TB in Jordan. طيب البوبوليشن مال جوردن 10,000 لما أضرب 50 على 10,000 راح يطلع لي 0.000 something لما أضربها ب 100,000 شوية يعني النمبر يكون more convenient. So multiply by 100,000. The rate are expressed in term of population and also in term of subpopulation. TB, as I said, TB in Jordan, but you can put TB in among male. TB among male. فقط. طبعا لازم شي يكون الدينومينيتر only male. عليك نور. Thank you very much. Okay, only the male. فإذا لأنه numerator is part of the denominator. only لو قلت TB among age group مثلا 15 to 50. فإذا all male and female but the age will be 15 to 50. شايفين؟ فإذا حتى يكون part of the denominator. That's why the rate are expressed in internal population and also in subpopulation, in subgroup. Rate of number of TB cases among male in 2019, لقيت أنا 30. أوكي. فإذا أريد number of male population of نفس السنة 2019، ما يصير آخذ أحلها number of population لا. It should be the same specific period of time. Okay? Same population and same specific period of time. Specific population and specific period of time. This is very, very important. So, rate, by the way, هيك راح تطلع. Define as number of cases, قول خمسة. Per unit population, per 100,000, أعملها. Per unit of time per year. Per year. هكذا يطلع الريزلت. I have to write it in this way. By the way, أعيد وأقول هذا الـ A, it should be A على A زائد B. Okay. We have three type of rate. Crude, هسا خلاص. Rate of TB among children. Crude. ما I didn't specify whether male, female, age, rural, urban, just crude, all over. We have adjusted rate. إذا صار عندنا مجال نعمل لكم نعطيكم محاضرة على adjusted rate. How can we adjust it to compare it with the other countries? Okay? And specific rate is just now I mentioned it among male, among female, among rural, among urban, and so on. Of course, when I have the rate, if the rate is higher among male, TB rate is higher among male than female, it means there is some factor that causes the male more liable to TB. Why? Maybe smoking. Maybe because socially, social factor, I don't know. So in this case, I am going to identify a cause. Okay. You remember one of the aim of the epidemiology is to identify the cause. So in this case, I am going to identify why it's happening now, for example. Okay? So when there is an increase or decrease, it means the spread of disease is high. When we brought corona, can the clear pure معناها spread كلش عالي. بينما عندنا ما كان عالي. والحمد لله. Okay. Transmission is very high. شافوها along old age is more. Okay. But the causes, why? Is it among old age, is it due to immunity less or because the old age are more liable to some chronic disease like diabetes, like hypertension, like cardiac disease, and so on, so on, so on. Okay? So they are going to look for the cause. Why do we do that? Because if I know the cause, I can cut. Is it? إذا عرف السبب بطل العلاج. فI can control the disease also. And also measuring of measuring control. إذا لقيت ال red gel, my control is going. إذا شفت no change in the red, mean my control. The management is very bad, it's not good. So all this is important for the red. Now, again and again, the most important thing in the rate is that the numerator is part of the denominator. Numerator is subset of the denominator. Okay. Example, for example, TB is higher in male than female. So in the population, why? Maybe. Smoking, maybe HIV, maybe drug abuse, it's more among male than that of female, or any other factor. Okay, the most important, as I told you in the rate, is that the numerator is a subset of the denominator. It is part of the denominator. Okay? It is included in the denominator. بالامتحان الجزئي بالكم أي من هالكلمات. So you can see A, numerator, denominator A زائد B. So it is included in the denominator. It is subset. قسم منها. So on. This is the most important, and the other thing is that during specific period of time. Now, we finish with the rate. Coming to the ratio. Ratio. It is the relation in number of. لا, it's not similar. It's exactly different. It is a relation in number or quantity or any other thing between two independent group. To نسبة نجاح الميل إلى الفيميل. So I have two independent group, male and female. Two, numerator is not the same in denominator. Numerator is a group and denominator is another group. Two independent, ما له علاقة بالآخر. So a relation or number of degree or quantity of two independent groups. This is the most important. In another word, the numerator is not part of the denominator. The numerator is not a subset of the denominator. The numerator and denominator are two independent groups. نسبة النجاح في مؤتة نجاح 500 نجحوا والجامعة الأردنية 700 فإذا 500 على 700 two independent group. The numerator is different from the denominator. This is very very important. Okay. And you can see here A and B A لحالها وB لحالها ما لها علاقة. So ratio is a result of quantity divided by another quantity. خلص. 500 بالمؤتة على 700 بالجوردينيان جامعة الأردنية. So the same. عندنا نفس المثال. School A and B. 20 واحد cases in school A وschool B 30. So 20 على 30. وهذا احنا دائما نقول نس الريشيو اوف ميل تو فيميل اكثر الاشياء احنا نستعملها تمام يكون مثلا انتم نسبتكم قديش الفيميل عددكم انتم 600 400 ميل والفيميل 200 سو 400 على 200 اوكي هذه هي الريشيو سو ات از ايزي Ratio is a relative number. It is relative that express the magnitude of one occurrence in relation to the occurrence, to the other occurrence. مثل ما قلنا. One occurrence, النجاح في مؤتة والنجاح في الجامعة الأردنية. So we have two independent group. We have two independent group. Ratio is less useful than the rate in the ideology. Usually we use the rate. Very rarely we use the ratio. Because there is no specific time. And also I don't know the original number of each number. So that's why it is less, but we are going to use it in some other way. In the ratio, the numerator is not included in the denominator. أي لحالها وB لحالها. It's not included. In ratio, the numerator is not a subset of the denominator. أنا أعيد وأكرر, یعنی به امتحان هیک اجیب کن. اوکی؟ A ratio, the numerator is not part of the denominator. So هو كلها نفس المعنى بس اجيبها بعدة sentence بس حتى تفهموها. Now proportion. A proportion is a relation between one amount and the other. خلينا نقول النجاح. أعطيكم مثال. النجاح في medical student. خلينا year 3 بينتو. النجاح كان 700. فأنتو قديش 700؟ أوكي. النجاح 500. كل النجاح. أوكي. المال 350 من 500. فهير there is a ratio. النومريتر is part of denominator. Is it? النجاح 350 هم out of 500. بس not multiplied by constant. So the proportion is a ratio. Is a ratio, but the numerator is part of the denominator. الطلاب المال اللي نجحوا 350 هم out of 500 ناجحين كلاتكم. Is it? So numerator is part of denominator. This is, but it doesn't multiply by 100. So this is similar to the ratio. Okay? It's similar to the rate, but on the other hand, it is similar to the ratio. أنا خلاص جيت أنت رحت للعميل نجحوا 500 من الطلاب. أوكي. قالك أريد أعرف المئة كم واحد لأن أنا أشوف المئة ما يداومون 24 ساعة بالساعة. أوكي. فإذا الميل 350 على 500 من ناجحين. الميل هم جزء النيومريتر is part of denominator. تمام؟ part of the denominator.
without
me. Okay. مش من total population. بالضبط. It's not from total population. هم جزء من جزء. تمام؟ This is the proportion. هذا لما نجيكم إن شاء الله أعطيكم على المرتب اللي راح تفرقون. بس keep it in your mind this sentence. Awesome. Okay. المحاضرة الثانية إن شاء الله. Okay. So a strict definition of proportion. أنه the value مالتها ranging between 0 إلى 1. Never be less than 0 or never be more than 1. أوكي إذا كلهم 500 كانوا ميل ناجحين 500 على 500 واحد. وإذا ولا طالب من الطلبة نجحوا ميل فقط البنات يعني 0 على 300 على 500 أوكي 0. فإذا this is the ولهذا تشوفوها the value مالها ranging between 0 إلى 1. Never be less than 0. Never be more than one. But طبعا أكيد the percentage. لا. الخمسمية الناجحين هم subset من the population كلكم. الخمسمية منكم النجحوا هم out of 600. أنتم بالأصل 600. بس أنا أخذت بس الناجحين. العميل قلت له ناجحين 500. أوكي قديش ميل؟
يعني الميل جزء من 500.
أقول له. أقول له ولا ميل نجحوا زيرو على 500 زيرو. أقول له 500 نجحوا ميل 500 على 500 يعني كلهم ميل زين. فإذا واحد. أوكي. فالبرسنتج لما أضربها بالمية أنتوا سيد العارفين بهذا الفرق. The important difference between ratio and proportion is that the numerator in a proportion is included in the denominator. It's included. هو جزء هم النجحوا 350 مال اوت اوف ال 500 الناجحين كلهم، بس مش اوت اوف كل اليوم 3. اوكي؟ This is the difference. هلا ان شاء الله لما نمشي شويه شويه. طيب، now this is to differentiate in the measurement that used in epidemiology is rate, ratio, proportion, and percentage. Now, coming to the measurement of disease, we have what are measurements used in epidemiology? Usually we use morbidity and mortality. Morbidity is a number of cases, number of disease. Okay? Mortality is number of death. Okay? The tahun rate. Mortality rate. Morbidity rate. So we use the equivalent ratio. So in this case, we have morbidity and mortality to measure for the health status. Now, what's morbidity? Morbidity, we say, number of diseased person of illness in a defined population during specific period. فإذا لاحظتوا the three factors of the rate are included. Number, defined population, and specific period of time. أو نقول number of cases in a specific population that you have defined during a specific period of time. So the three factors of the rate is already mentioned in the morbidity. So morbidity is extent of illness, number, or injury, or any other thing, disability, in a defined population, specific population, during a specific period of time. In epidemiology, we have three morbidity. We have incidence, we have prevalence, we have the attack rate. But mostly, we use incidence and the prevalence. We use these two things, so we are going to see what's the difference between the two. What's incidence, what's prevalence? Now, incidence is a number of new cases. انتو تشوفون انا عامليتها بالاخضر. انا متعمدة، الالوان مالي متعمدة بيكم. اخضر معناها new. اوكي، زي الزرق اللي يطلع جديد. It's a number of new cases. خليني اجيب لكم مثال بعدين نحكي احسن. انا رحت لاحدى المدارس وشفت عندهم خلينا نقول برونكايتس. اوكي؟ 100. بعدين جيت ورا خمسة اشهر لقيتهم صاروا 200. So new cases how many؟ 200 ناقص 100 100. اوكي؟ او خلي اسهلها لكم اياها. كانوا 100 ولقيتهم صاروا 150. قديش النيو كيسز؟ 50. فالانسيدنس is only the number of new cases during a specific period of time. So the incidence, okay, is only the number of new cases of disease occurring in a specific population and madrasa during a specific period of time. Okay? So incidence is number of disease of person who developed disease على total number of population at risk. Please keep in your mind هاي الكلمة at risk. كلش مهمة. We will discuss it with the doctor. Okay? مش كل population. لا. بس population at risk. Incidence is a disease of number of new cases that occur in a defined population, لقيتهم بالمدرسة, in a specific period of time. يعني لو تلاحظون ترى نفس هذا اعيدها لكم ولهذا انا متاكده من تطلعون من المحاضره كلكم فاهميها. اوكي؟ اعيدها بعدتها. The rate at which a new case is arise. It is a rate. ليش؟ ان number, ان specific population, ان specific period of time. So it is rate. When number هو part of the total number. Incidence number of new cases of a disease occurring in population during تعارف عدة منها نفس الشيء specific period of time على divided by total person exposed to the risk of the disease. فلما أنا رحت للمدرسة كل الطلبة they are exposed to the risk of disease. صح؟ ليش لا؟ ليش لا؟ أنا وياك صح. دولة اللي ماخذين باكسين بس برونكايتس صح. اللي ماخذ هاي ديسكاس. Thank you very much. اللي ماخذين باكسين they are not at risk. تمام. اللي صاير عنده disease they are not at risk. So we have to exclude it. صح. Okay. Thank you very much. But خلينا شوية شوية نمشي خطوات. So أضربها في كونستانت. الكونستانت قد تكون 100، قد تكون 1000، قد تكون 100,000، قد تكون مليون. كونستانت. So the incidence of يطلع لي for example 5 per 1,000 per year. نعملها 5 وخلي شغل 1000 population شغل آخر year بالسنة. The incidence of a disease quantify the rate of new cases. هاي خلاص ما طبعا number of cases. Incidence it's give me the probability of the risk. لو طلعني 5 per 1,000 قبل شوية بكل سنة it mean أقول للمديرة تبع المدرسة ترى احتمالية كل سنة يطلع لي 5 per 1,000. إذا المدرسة كلها 5,000 يعني 25 كيسز بالسنة يطلع لي برونكايتس. شايفين؟ فهماني؟ ولهذا 5 per 1,000 per year. For example. فإذا تطلع لي probability of the risk occurrence. ولهذا تشوفون كأنه predictor، كأنه تنبؤ قديش راح يصير عندي حجم المشكلة within 2 years. هاي بالسنة يطلع لي 25، طيب بعشر سنوات راح يطلع لي 250. شايفين؟ فإذا كأنه predictor تنبؤ قديش يطلع لي حجم. ولهذا I have to do a control. So it permit to calculate probability احتمالية risk of each individual to become ill in the specific period of time and specific population. For example أنا بعثت البيبر المحاضرة لكم حتى تقروها. In a study done on 1500 school children during 2020 we found that 20 cases of TB 20. By follow-up جد بالسنة 2021 I found 8 cases of TB. I found 28 cases. فإذا زادوا صاروا 28. قديش لي new cases؟ Just 8. 8 cases. So in this case in 2021 8 divided by 1500 the total population of 1500 divided by constant L يطلع لي 5.33. كلهم at risk لأن TB ممكن يصير مرة ثانية. Reoccurrence of TB يصير. Okay. لو disease life long مثل ما قلت yes you are quite right. لو ميزل خلاص من يصير ميزل مرة he will not get a measle anymore. Lifelong immunity. أو لو ما أخذ vaccine he will not get it. Okay. بس TB ممكن. Okay. Okay. In new cases, 8 per incidence is 5.33 per 1,000 population per year. هكذا تكتب الانسيدنس. Okay. Per. Okay. So the incidence rate, number of new cases of disease within a population in a given time period, خلاص 2021, على total number of persons exposed to the risk of D. ضربناها بألف already مضروبة بس لأن ما يكفي السالس. Okay. مضروبة بألف. الألف it should be constant. Okay, it should be divided, okay? An incidence, the rate of developing a disease, it is a value for searching of the cause. طيب أنا جيت ولقيت صار خمسة زادوا. أنا تعرف ليش؟ اسأل المدير، يجوز الفنتيليشن not good؟ تمام؟ يجوز حاطتهم واحد بجنب الآخر، the disease person who have a disease, أدور على الكورس. فإذا إحنا نرجع على أول definition of the epidemiology is to identify the cause or the factor that causing the disease. So you can see from this. Okay. طيب the incidence can be used to estimate the probability of risk. أقول للمدير ديري بارش كل سنة أنت احتمالية 5.3 بالألف. أنت طلاب عندك 5,000 يعني راح يصير عندك حوالي 25 كل سنة أو أكثر من 25 يمكن 26 point something. أوكي فإذا خذي حذرك. فإذا to estimate the probability of risk of developing a disease during specific time period. Okay. The incidence goes up كل ما incidence تصعد it means the risk factor is high. كل ما تنزل it means the risk factor is أجي السنة الثانية لا لقيت كلانا الانسيدنس so it is good معناها the risk factor the intervention is good thank you the risk factor is decreased so it depends على the time the person في المدينة وعلى the place okay يجوز نقلتهم ودتهم بغير classroom just so what the ventilation better. So this is me. Okay. Incidence rate is absolute risk. Again, container risk of developing disease. This is very important regarding the incidence. It reflects the risk of developing a disease, probability of getting a disease. This is very important. وانا احيانا اجيبها بالامتحان. Okay. طبعا how to numerator and denominator now انتم عرفتوها. Numerator is the new cases. The denominator population at risk. Population at risk. Okay. Numerator هناك كان 8 population at risk كم عدنا 1500. والانسيدنس طلعناها. هو population at risk هلأ نحكي شو هو population at risk بس اوكي حاليا التوتال كل الأطفال هم liable for disease اوكي now who are the population at risk اوكي the incidence of a disease quantify the rate of a new cases هاي قلناها in a cases of disease that develop in a population at risk اوكي it permit or calculate the development, the risk of developing a disease, probability of it. Now, population at risk. خليني أوديكم هذه قبل وبعدين نرجع على هذا. هذا الرسمة. بالعفو. شو هذا؟ أو أنت بسوي العوج. Okay. ورجيكم هاي الرسمة بعدين. طيب أنا بدي أعرف الـ CI Cervix in Jordan. أوكي. هذا الدائرة الأولى كلاتها هذه كلاتها population in Jordan. population in Jordan. Okay. طيب هل السي اي سيرفرز هل اخذ كل البوبوليشن هم ادرس؟ نو بس عندنا وومن ما يصير عندنا سي اي سيرفرز؟ اوكي فقط الوومن اوكي اجين هل كل الوومن؟ نو سيرتن ايج جروب الاطفال ما بيصير عندهم والاولد ايج ما بيصير عندهم فإذا الايج اللي مور لاير ادرس هم 25 الى 29 years old انا بس حبيت اورجيكم فإذا those will be population risk okay those will be the population at risk خلينا نرجع على السلايد كيف فيها so who population at risk the people who are susceptible to get the disease. Okay? So important is مثل ما قالت زميلتكم اللي immunized we have to exclude. اللي age specific also we have to exclude. اللي كان عنده مرض ما بيصير مرة ثانية well, we have to exclude. Oh, thank you very much. Complaining. Okay? ونكملها إن شاء الله المحاضرة الساعة الغياب مالتكم رجاءً